Hi, in this video I'm going to show you how to make use of the client object model from using a custom document information panel created with InfoPath. So to cover that topic, I've created a small site here with a few lists and libraries, and the site contains a list of books, books and books details and their corresponding authors. So the purpose of this example is just to show I created the book request library, and the purpose is just to show how you could make book requests from a document, a Word document, for instance, using a custom document information panel. So just to show you the final result of that, I'm going to create a new document. I've already created a template for that and associated it to my content type of that document library, and I also created already the document information panel. So the template opens up and the panel is loaded, and as you can see, I can select a book. So this is the list of books coming from SharePoint, and when you select the book, then the book details appear. You can also, for instance, browse by author. So, and then you've got the list of, you see the list of books written by that author, and whenever you select something, the metadata are modified automatically in the document and in the panel itself. So this is a basic example, but this is just to show you how you can work with a client object model. So I'm not going to rebuild this panel from scratch, so because it would take too much time. So I already created the created panel here in InfoPath, and I will show you how it was created. So when creating a document information panel, you can just open InfoPath Designer, say that you create a new document information panel, specify the target list, and then InfoPath will create the main data source, and the main data source is the list of fields, the core, let's say, fields of a document library, and the custom fields. In that case, I've got one lookup field called book, and InfoPath has created the data source for me. And it also creates or puts a control on the surface here. So what I've done is that I modified a bit the controls here, so to have let's say a nicer document information panel. And what I did is that I create a project. So let's launch the code editor here. I've already created the project, and what you need to do to work with the client object model is to add a reference to the SharePoint DLLs. So those DLLs can be found in the SharePoint root. So of course, if you really develop from a client machine, you should ask your SharePoint administrator or SharePoint developer to provide you with those DLLs. Here I'm on a SharePoint machine, so I can of course take the DLL myself. When you have registered, let's say, or referenced those DLLs, you can start using client object models. So I will just show you a piece of code, and then I'll show you from a new form how you can work with it. But let's have a look at the a bit of code here. So here it's when you choose an author from the list, then this code is triggered to grab the list of books written by that author. Here you see that I'm instantiating a client context. I've hard-coded the URL here. I'll show you how you can avoid that. But hard-coding the URL is helpful, let's say, when debugging from the InfoPath client itself. So when I say when debugging, it's when you want to make a preview from here, because you don't have a contextual URL from the InfoPath client, of course. And you see, as soon as you instantiated the context, then it's just pure SharePoint code, like if you were in Windows or classical WinForm application or any other application. And and then I just get the information back from the server, and I just specify my let's say my control, specify the value of my controls in the form. So just to remind you a bit what those DLLs do for us, they actually communicate with the SharePoint web services. So in the previous version of SharePoint, you had to make that communication yourself. Now these two DLLs here are an abstraction layer but behind the scenes they still communicate with the SharePoint web services, well, the new web services, so that didn't exist in the previous version. But the good thing is that here you can just use client object model from any client actually, and then start working almost as if you were server side. So as I told you, here it was coded to debug, but I have another piece of code where I'm using a, let's say, a dynamic object. So server info is an object from info class, and you see it has a property called SharePoint site URL. If I just look at the other properties, I've got also SharePoint list URL, server root URL, site action URL, and so on. And these DLLs are dynamic, meaning that when creating a new document from the document library here, this the URL of the site here will be populated in those properties. So it allows you to avoid hard-coding URLs in the code. So that said, let's show a very basic, let's start with basic document information panel that I will just restart from here. So to do that, it's just to show you all the steps and to summarize what you need to do to get started with the client object model for a document information panel. So I don't change anything here. Let's just create a document library. Let's call it demo, create. Now I can just start InfoPath so that you see the steps. And then I say new document information panel here. I need to specify the URL of my library, so it's intranet trainings, and then demo. So it asks me which content type I want to use, so here I've got only one content type, so it's document, and I click on finish. So as I told you, InfoPath creates the, let's say, the main data source, and you've got the list of fields, and here I have no custom field, or when I say custom field, no custom metadata in the list, so that's why that part is empty here. So all the core fields are stored here, and it deploys the title field onto the surface for you. So let's just start the code editor, but first let me choose the language. I'm going to choose C#, and then I say loading event. My form needs to be saved first. I put demo, override, yes. Then it will create the project for me using VSTA. So in a minute we'll talk about Visual Studio 2010 and InfoPath. So here I can see if I have my server info object. You see it's there. So first thing you need to do is to add a reference to the SharePoint DLLs. The SharePoint client object model DLLs, of course. So here I'm on a server where SharePoint is also installed, so I can grab the DLL myself, web server extensions 14 SFP, and then star client star .dll. Those two DLLs are here, and now I can start using client context, for instance. Let's do that way, resolve ctx new client context. So I'm going to first to hard code the URL to show you something. Trainings, and then let's say that the only thing we'll really do here is to get the web title, so the title of the website we are communicating with. So let's say that I say save.load. Execute query, and then message box show text dot title. Sorry, dot web dot title. Let's try from here, from the preview. So here it's still not published. I'm gonna try preview. Oh, sorry, the build errors. I don't see my errors. Error list. Yeah, so that's a good one. So you see, just referencing the client object model DLL is not enough, because behind the scenes they use that kind of namespaces and types, so which are link types. So here it's VSTA, and by default it doesn't reference those DLLs. So here to in order to be able to work with that, I have to reference system.core.dll. So system.core.dll. It's there. Let's try to rebuild that. It's okay. So I'm gonna make a preview and it shouldn't work. I've got a security exception, and as you can see, it says that partially trusted callers are not, let's say, allowed to work with the client object model here. So what I need to do to work around that is to change the compatibility settings of my form. So remember that it's a document information panel form. It's just not just a classic InfoPass form. So I go into change settings, security and trust, and I uncheck automatically determine security level, and I take the full trust. So let's just try it again. And here I get titles. So communication with the server, with SharePoint works. And I get the title back. So here I've got the basic. What we can do is just publishing now the form. Since I already specified which document library I wanted to work to, it just, you see, publishes my the document information panel onto that library here. So it's publishing. Let's say OK. Now let's try to create a new document from there and see if it works. So what opens on my custom document information panel should show up. And I've got another security exception. So I did that on purpose so that you see that there are well, which type of errors you could have. So here you see you were able to debug from the document information from InfoPass, sorry, but from the client office, which is Word in that case, you've got another exception. And actually it's because the form needs to be digitally signed. So let's just close that, fix the problem. You have to go back again in the compatibility settings, so change settings. In the security and trust, you also need to make a sign. So if you have no certificate, then make create certificate. So for that, it's a kind of demo certificate, so let's take that one. I say yes, republish the form. When you publish the form for a second time, it detects that there is already an associated form to it. And it tells you that you will override actually the form. So here it's what we want, so no problem. So it's published. Let's try again. Now it shouldn't crash anymore. And you see, it's okay, it's working. So last thing we can do to improve that code, because here it's an hard-coded URL, is just to replace that by the server info object and say we are going to use the SharePoint site URL. So if I do that directly from here and I try from the InfoPath client, of course it will not work, because the server info object will not be populated with the right URL. And you see that the URL by default is HTTP SharePoint server, which is of course not a valid URL in our case. And this is because there is no SharePoint context. But if I now publish it, this will work from the real client, which is in that case Word, MS Word. This will work, sorry, and this avoids you to hard code URLs in the code, which is much better. Also for connections and stuff like that, the best thing is of course to use shared connections, but it's out of scope of this the current demo here. So let's try to create a new document. So no, it should give the same result as before, but we didn't hard code the URL, so it should be the same results, however. Taking a bit of time. Yeah, it works. So the demo is over, but maybe I should also say a last word about VSTA. So currently, at the time of recording this video, there is no project template for Visual InfoPath project template for Visual Studio 2010, meaning that well, you're stuck with VSTA. Because the templates for Visual Studio 2008 are still the InfoPath 2007 templates. So, and when working with a client object model, this is a bit problematic because VSTA doesn't recognize the lambda expression and stuff like that. And normally, if I wanted to follow the best practices here, I shouldn't load the entire web. I should say that I want to include only the title. So you need to specify which properties you want to get back from the server. And here, it doesn't recognize the lambda expression because it's VSTA. And as you can see, VSTA is not really recent. And so hopefully there will be soon project templates for Visual Studio 2010, especially when you need to deal with the client object model or even .NET 3, .NET 3 or 4 coding. That's it for the demo. Thank you. Bye.